Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. Well, be sure and look us up on Facebook, too. Hit that like button. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. We have almost 3,000 likes on there now, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
I am joined by my beautiful wife as my co-host.
Thank you.
The Vanna White of radio, but you actually have the made-for-TV face on radio.
Oh, well, thank you.
And body, too.
That was nice.
Well, we've had some nice entertaining fodder this week, haven't we?
We did. We had, you know, hope everyone's 4th of July was decent and had a good time.
Didn't blow any fingers off in firecrackers.
We had one child that decided to quit after he almost did. So, you know. Anyway, but it was fun. It was nice to see your family. We went down to Joplin, and it's amazing to see how everybody built up the housing there. And
yeah, so a lot of listeners may not know that Joplin is my hometown. Mm-hmm. So when we go back to see my brothers, it is interesting to see the progress they've made since the tornado. Mm-hmm.
It's a different town. It's totally different. It's really cool to see how the town came together and rebuilt it.
In that town, it's definitely very different. When I go there, it just seems very slow. And when they come to St. Louis, my brothers come here, they don't understand like the fast-paced.
Yeah.
Just fast-paced environment. They don't get it.
That is true. It is definitely faster pace up here.
Well, you know, we don't let the show get political very often, but this week there's just something that we just couldn't resist with Hillary Clinton's email, this whole scandal, and them finally coming to the conclusion that they weren't going to prosecute her.
Right.
Which is absurd.
Well, I mean, if you think about any one of us, if we would have had anything confidential being sent, and we're just talking for a company, you'd be fired right away, you know, if something that leaked out.
Oh, you'd have no future in an industry where confidentiality was important.
Right.
I mean, I deal with confidential information every day, and if we're laissez-faire about how we handle that confidential information,
right,
people aren't going to trust us.
No.
And here we have the highest position in the country,
right,
asking for trust when you have 30,000 emails sent,
right,
on this personal server.
Right. So some of the fun little things that I thought was, well, we'll just go with it. There were 8 emails that were marked top secret.
And 36 emails that included secret information.
Right. And over 2,000 were classified information.
That's a lot. 2,000 emails with classified information.
That's just out there. So just to kind of back up a little bit, for people that, like when you email, you have an exchange server. And in the government, when you work at the government, anything, you have a private secured server just designated for the White House, for a president. You have all these very confidential, it's a whole nother level of security that you or I in the common household, we don't have.
Well, they're going to have the best of the best, making sure that nobody's hacking into that.
Right, and that no one has a secret account anywhere. And to kind of preface this a little bit, she did have a secret account. And
purposely,
she was given an opportunity to be honest about it and chose not to be. And so, you know, people betray our trust every day, we get to decide if we want to be friends with that person or have them in our lives or whatever. And I just find it very interesting that here we have, like you said, a leader of our government that is choosing to respond in the way that she's responding.
Well, let's look at a few more of the specifics of this,
yeah,
because some of these are pretty interesting.
Some of them are funny.
322 emails with the subject, important military passwords don't lose.
Right.
322 of them. Important military passwords.
Right.
Don't lose.
On an unsecured
on an unsecured server.
Right. And 1,549 instances of the phrase, no one's going to see this, right? How do I delete this to make sure no one sees it? So that was found. So
all made public.
All of that is in public. And that's all in her emails back and forth. And, you know, one wants to question, Doug, I don't know about you, but why is she even asking that question?
Right. No one's going to see this, right? How do I delete this and make sure no one sees it? 1,549
of
instances
of
that phrase.
Right.
Well, how about this? This was really funny. I don't know where the heck this came from. So 193 emails in the unsent drafts folder addressed to PresBillC at hotmail.com with the subject, let me get this straight,
I'm sorry for all the women out there. When we use that sentence, let me get this straight. That's not our happy statement.
No, that's not a happy statement. All right, Tammy, you better say this next one on this list because this is good.
There's six emails from staffers reminding her that her granddaughter's name is Charlotte. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's either a woman who doesn't give a crap about her granddaughter or
she's just old and forgetting.
Right, or she has dementia.
Yeah.
One or the
possibly.
Other.
Possibly.
Like, neither one of those are good.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's funny. I mean, the whole thing, that whole situation is beyond ridiculous.
It is.
The fact that she has a good shot at getting elected.
Right. And one before we go move on to the next topic I thought was funny. There was, she signed her emails fondly 12,000 and seven times, and sincerely 6,204 times. But this is my favorite. Three times she signed off as Hill Dog.
Hill Dog out. Yeah, Hill Dog out three times.
I just thought that was funny.
What kind of mood was she in when that came
Hill
out
Dog
of her
out.
Mouth?
Probably playful, I guess.
Hill Dog out.
That's funny. It's cute. I mean,
what a great pet name.
You know, I'd hate to have someone look through my emails possibly and see all the junk mail I get, but. You know, I don't know. When you're in that that leadership role, you just got to really be a little more cognizant, I would think.
Oh, brother. I don't even know what to say about that. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We are moving away from the Hillary email thing.
That's right.
And I think we need to focus on something a little more positive.
Yeah. You know, you get emails from your clients a lot that are commending you for a job well done. And there's some success stories that came across your desk that I think would be worthy to share.
Well, yeah, we had one. I mean, this stuff happens on a weekly basis, but just from this week alone, here's one that happened. With some really good clients, done loans for several of their relatives, and they were selling their current home and buying their next house all in the same day. Okay, and we had it set up to where they had to sell their current home first, that day, and to be able to buy this next house. Well, that moving day comes. They have everything packed up. The movers come. They have two huge moving trucks packed up. And all of a sudden, the sale of their current home gets delayed over a week because the well test failed and was just coming out. So their buyers, which we weren't handling that transaction, but their buyers were demanding some work done to this well to get it up to snuff. Well, without that house selling, they couldn't buy this next house. Okay, because that's the way that they qualified. We find this out 1 hour. It was a little bit less than 1 hour before their closing was supposed to happen. And my team jumped into action. We thought creatively, and we're like, you know what? Is there a way to qualify them without selling that current home? And once we dug into it, it didn't look like it at first, but we found a way with a little creativity to get it done. And when I say creativity, I don't mean creativity outside of what the guidelines allow. I mean creativity within what the guidelines allow. Okay, they have a very high debt-to-income ratio, but knowing especially that that house will sell the next week makes it a little bit easier. But we were able to jump through the hoops. We had to get back through underwriting to get them to sign off on it. You get it back to the closing department. The wire amount had to be changed a little bit. And we were able to close by 11:30 a.m. that same day.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I mean, you guys at Cornerstone do a lot for the clients, and you really don't leave them out to hang to dry.
Well, and for a symphony of things like that to happen, it gives credit to a lot of great people on the Cornerstone Mortgage team. It can't be just one person. And you know, it's not me as a loan originator. It's not just my team member, Bridget. It's all the way down to through underwriting, through our closing department. Our processors are amazing. I'm just really fortunate to work for a company that can pull things like that off, because that's how we get true raving fans of our business. Mm-hmm. All right. So a couple of the things that are noteworthy this week. So there's some strong housing data that came out. CoreLogic came out and said that we have 5.9% year-over-year appreciation in the country over the last year.
What is CoreLogic? Really,
CoreLogic is the largest aggregator of real estate data in the country.
Okay.
They're the ones that basically track every sale and all the data on every property in the entire country.
Okay.
So 5.9% year-over-year appreciation, meaning that a property is going to go up 5.9% in the previous year. Mm-hmm. And then they actually break it down by state, which I want to have us post on our website.
Okay.
If visit smartwithyourmoney.com. We'll post on there state by state. Missouri, we were 4.1% appreciation last year, and they're predicting 4.5% appreciation for the next 12 months.
That's good.
That's very sustainable appreciation. That's really good news. The other part of that is that we've watched interest rates after the Brexit. Interest rates have continued to plummet down to the lowest levels we have seen in 3 years.
Right.
Amazingly low levels. Like, there are people that had 3.875 on their interest rate, and now can actually look at refinancing it. They're finally down low enough. So when we return, we're actually going to be talking about the top five reasons why people refinance. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.